K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Good evening. This is a Sunday night, mid-Michigan net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8BOA, and I'm located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control station. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz, with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purposes of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KADAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location if you have any traffic announcements for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Hearing none, we'll move on to Echolink stations. At this time, I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. Uh, Not hearing any. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call now. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima, Rob Bay City. On traffic, Greg. Okay, Rob. Next check-in. Please call now. TCVOA.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw.
And ADRL, Dave, Thomas Township.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. KE8, PCQ, Dave and Bay County.
November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo, Bob in Frankenmuth Township. No more traffic.
KDA-DAZ, Mini, Bert, no traffic.
Do we have any other stations wishing to check in on that? Please call now, KC-8BOA. Okay, starting at the top of the list, I have KC-8SDL, KC-8YVF, N-8ERL, KE8PCQ, N8KPR, and KD8PAZ. Are there any corrections? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to KC8SDL. Rob, pick it up with KC8YVF on deck. KC8DOA.
Good evening, Mr. Rick. Hope you're doing well.
KC-DOA
in the group, Kilo Charlie 8, she's not to leave Rob in Bay City. Oh, beautiful day out there by the house. Gonna mow the grass today. I thought, nah, it's too hot out there, so I'm gonna maybe get up early tomorrow morning if I get up and try to mow the grass. Yeah, but boy, it's getting hot today. Rick, other than that, I played a little radio today. I fired up my old hot water 101 heat kit. She got warmed her up about after 20 years. She stayed stable and, worked the e-car's nets there on 7255 this morning here. I did that, and yesterday I fired up my favorite rail, thanks to the Savara Club, my Swan 500. We're at work good, too, there. I love them. I love them, too, them two treasures of mine. And, of course, my good old standby kid would do it good, too, also. Just to let you know, announcement here, I do still have that Heat Gun Hot Water 100 for sale. If anybody buys it, they're going to get some radio, a D104 mic with a new element, the power supply, the umbilical cable between radio and the supply, and somewhere in this pile of stuff, I got the assembly manager for it, which I'll, if it gets close to getting rid of it, you're not listening to me. Selling it, I will definitely find that manual. So. Okay, Rick, that's all I got to report. Again, I had a really, really good day today, so I'll hand it back to you, sir. KC-8BOA and a group, Kilo Charlie, Sierra Delta Lima. Take away, Rick.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Next we go to KC-YVF with N8ERL on standby. KC-BOA.
Okay, first thing up, a little bit of bad news here. For those of you who knew Dwayne Morris, who was the previous club president for Saginaw, Dwayne passed away. Let me bring up his obituary here. On Thursday, August 22nd, he was 92 years old. From the obituary up, that's at Snow Funeral Home. The funeral and showing will be on this coming Friday. Mike is out of town. He'll be sending out an email to the Saginaw Club when he gets home later tonight or early tomorrow morning. After the net here, I will post the information up on the Saginaw's Club's website as well. So condolences to Dwayne. Dwayne was a fun guy. I'll tell you, he, for his club president for the several years he was, always had show and tell things, always did presentations, always had things going on, And I was just thinking about him just a couple of days ago, because Emmett had called me about another funeral for a guy that I knew. So, this one hits home again with that. So, condolences to his family and to everybody that knew Dwayne. For me, at least, working around the house this weekend, had dinner Friday night with a friend and his lady friend up in Bay City, had a good time there. Saturday, I started hauling wood. I had some crees cut down, consumers cut them down a couple of weeks ago. So I started, got the trailer out and started, took a couple loads out to my daughter's house. They'll split them and use them in the fire pit out there. So I got two loads. They came by today and took another load out. We still got probably at least two or three more loads to have to take out. There was quite a bit of lumber, and some of this was pretty large. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll have that out of the backyard, and then we'll be able to get a tree company come in and get the stumps out and then start in the recovery portion of that. Next weekend, I might be taking Friday off because Dwayne's funeral is showings at 10:30 in the morning till like 11:30 or something like that. Then they have the funeral at noon, I think it was. So I may be taking the day off for that and extending my Labor Day weekend, which would be good. And the plans are, as of right now, is to finally finish up the floor I've been working on for months. Everything's set at this point, so I got to call tomorrow and make sure that I can rent the finish sander and get that picked up on Saturday so I can get that and all the materials done this week and have everything ready and hopefully have everything completed. So that would be nice. We'll get our house out of the construction mode with the paper and on the floor and furniture moved and everything kind of a mess still. we'll get that cleaned up. So, all right, Rick, back over to you, KC8YVF.
Thank you, Aaron. Next, we'll go to NAVRL, and then we'll do a standby for additional check-ins. Go ahead, pick it up there, Dave. KC8VOI.
Very, very sorry to hear about Dwayne, and thank you for bringing that up, Rod. He always ran a good meeting. He was very concerned about having meetings where something was going on, kind of fun, or like Ron said, show and tell, things like that. And he was a good all-around guy. He would always show up for field days. I don't remember him ever having a station, but he would bring his son and grandson out there and help set up. Very, very stand-up guy. Sorry to hear about it, but well, he led a good and productive life. No doubt about that. Let's see. Radio-wise, I got my certificate from the 13 Colony Special Events. Very nice certificate. Still waiting on a couple of QSL cards. I'm going to have to check and see if those are going to come in or not. Today was the Edson Museum, the destroyer out in the river at Bay City. They had their anniversary day today, which is kind of fun. I took my grandson out and we wandered around there for a little bit. And I think, let's see, to you and to Ron and Mike and Dave, I sent the ARRL, their IT security incident. For anybody who's interested, they talk about it, kind of exactly what happened when they had the cyber attack. Pretty interesting. You can find it on the ARRL website. That's it for now, Rick, and ADRL.
Thank you, Dave. This is the Sunday Bin Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KCAVOA, and I'm located in Saginaw. Are there any other stations wishing to check in? Please call now. KCAVOA. Okay, now to NA, we'll go to KE8PCQ Day. Pick it up with NAKTR on standby. KCAVOA.
Good evening, Rick and the crew. Well, this week, our tree removal between the sidewalk and the curb, which is a city-owned, came to fruition. We finally got it after about 12 years of bantering back and forth. They deemed it was not safe. So we had a 40-ton crane come in, blocked two of the three lanes, and they plucked this tree with trunks because it could only go approximately 60 feet in the air with the regular tree trimmer. And they would go up, they climbed up and put the lines on and pulled it up, and in about 4 hours it was on the ground. The size of this tree was about 100 feet, but it was a 58-inch trunk. So it's a blessing for us because it was looking at our house every time a storm came. No radio this week. Let me buy a minute. It's just been a busy, busy week, but appreciated the article that Dave sent out. That way interesting read. And from that said, we'll save the rest for the 7-3 round. KE8-BCQ, back to net.
Thank you, Dave. Next we went to NAKTR Bob. Pick it up. KD8-PAZ on standby.
Good evening, Rick. Good evening, everybody on the net. I'm finally home for a few days. I've been camping since a week ago last Thursday. I took off and finally got back today. I'm beat. But I will be home for 3 days and let me take off again. But, yep, I had my driveway redone. It was asphalt, and I had the driveway and the approach to my barn. I had that all tore out. I had all the asphalt tore out. And the wife wanted cement, so we had cement put in. And cement is really expensive. But that's what she wanted, so we did it. And, of course, now I can't drive, and I got my camper parked at a neighbor's house, at the farmer down the road. He's got a lot of land, so I parked it over there. And I got my two vehicles parked in my neighbor next door, his driveway. He's got a big driveway, so I got parked over there so I can drive on it. They finished up last Wednesday, I think. So it's got to be a few more days before I can use it. But that's kind of what's going on around here. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. Next, we'll go to KD8-PAZ Mini. Go ahead and pick it up, KC8BOA.
Well, good evening, KC8BOA. This is KD8-PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net, and got a good net going here. And sorry to hear about Dwayne. He was a very nice guy, and he always greeted me with a smile and a hug, so... Anyway, other than that, I went to the doctor on Thursday. Everything is fine except my A1C. I got to go have some more lab tests done on that. So other than that, everything else is going good. This is KD8-PAZ back to KC8-VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. Yeah, the A1C is tough to keep up on. At least you don't have to fast for that test. Yeah, I have to get mine done, 4 times a year. For me, not a whole lot new on the radio front, other than I was cutting the lawn and managed to cut my feed line going to my NFED, and so I'm going to have to, probably run a new feed line. I cut it right in the middle. I don't want to put no splice out there. So I'm probably going to have two shorter pieces before I'm done. So that's what's going on there, and then I've been playing a little bit with the building some mesh-tastic stuff up, and so I'm working on that. I was working on that just before we get started with the net, matter of fact. And I don't know, Ron, if you've had a chance to look at what's going on out there or not, but you can see a couple new stations out there, and you can see a bunch of stuff with MQTT. So with that, I'm going to go back over to KC8-SDL. Rob, go ahead and pick it up. 73 round, KC8-VOA.
Hey,
Hey, very good there, Rick. You're doing a great job as usual. KCY, VOA, there we go. Almost like called Ron's call there. Hi, hi. Team VOA in the group. So Charlie, excuse me, Sierra Delta Lima, there we go. Okay, yeah, coming up for me, the Epcot Barn Fall Family Fun Days is September 7th and 8th. That's what, 2 weeks away, so I'm getting ready for that. Kind of display my angels over there to the Epcot Barn. And I'll let people know I'm going to be setting up over there. So anybody has the time or you have in the mood to come over and check out my engines, you're welcome to go. Let me see here. Mike and MH, he's in the unit. He was impressed with them. And that was pretty cool. Okay, other than that here, let me see what else is going on here. Yeah, radio-wise, I've got to sit on here a little bit here. Oh, I even got a certificate here myself. They have a net on. 7255 lower sideband in the summer months called the Gator Net. It's kind of an impromptu right to not like what we do here on Savara, and that's pretty cool. Got me a Gator certificate. And the joke is, I also belong to ECAR's East Coast Amateur Radio Service. Very consent. But I belong to them. Of course, my membership is, let me see here, 8453, there we go. That's my e-cars number, but what we say is e-cars by day, e-gators by night, and my gator number is lucky number 7, go figure. That's a pretty neat net there on HF, and being in the evening hours, the band's really quiet and not too bad here, so anyways, that's what I got going on here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Epcot Barn, and I might do the River of Time. I just got to get a hold of a gal that coordinates that. When I got a different phone, I lost her number amongst many others, which I had Lauren KF8 helped me retrieve a lot of numbers, like Ron's and a few other people on the Savara net. Dave there for the Savara, so it was just kind of nice. So, okay, Rick, 73, you take care again, doing a wonderful job. So I'll say 73, and we'll catch you down the log. KC8, EOA, and the group. You know, Charlie 8, kids out doing that. 73, Rick.
Okay, 73 to Rob, KC8YVF, 73 Ron with N8ERL on standby. KC, be away.
Okay, Rick, thanks. I went to grab the mic, grab my cell phone sitting here, and that wasn't going to do any good. yeah, today I've been working, trying to get caught up with a few other things. Instead of a few weeks ago, we had new windows put in, and I had to take down some coax and other things, and I got a chance to get all of that back up today. Last thing was we have an outdoor television antenna and rotor system that's kind of our backup. We still have streaming service and a cable box, so we got kind of one of everything. But the TV antenna is the backup in case stuff goes down. Well, I had to run the rotor cable and the coax line back into the house. I wasn't going to drill in the same spot where I had before because that would have went through the window, so I had to find a different way to get it into the house. I got that done today, everything tied up and hidden the best I could to make it look the best, and I got that done and then started on a few other projects when my daughter and son-in-law came over and said, you know, take some more of the wood, so I helped them load some more of that, and been doing some more printing on the 3D printer, making some boxes to put some of my meters and other things in that came in just cardboard boxes or plastic, you know, whatever it came in. So I found a couple of neat boxes that were real easy to print and got those, getting some projects into it. The last one, I got one on the printer right now. As when I bought the printer, it came with some spare parts. Well, the spare parts, again, were in a cardboard box, and somebody had made a 3D print to a case to put all of the parts in, so that's what I'm working on right now is to get those stored in a case better than just a cardboard box, so we're working on that. Tomorrow, I got a dentist appointment. I got to go down to Grand Blanc to the oral surgeon. I thought I was going to have my two remaining wisdom teeth taken out tomorrow, but I got a text about a week and a half ago saying, this appointment is just for a consultation. Well, I've been waiting over 3.5 months to get into them and can't really chew on either side, so I've been chewing most of my food just off my front teeth. Good point. I've lost 10 pounds. Bad point, I can't chew very much, can't eat very much. So I was hoping to get them out tomorrow, so I'm not happy with that point. And then I got another doctor's appointment on Tuesday. So, yeah, Minnie, as we get over to here, we got a doctor appointment here and one there and cover all these different things that start going wrong or, you know, things that start growing that weren't growing before and whatever else. So that, such is life, I guess. But other than that, doing pretty good. Nothing coming up this weekend, so other than Labor Day. So hopefully everybody has a good Labor Day weekend. We will have a net next week on Labor Day, on Monday or on Sunday night. So for those that will be around, we'll have a net there for that. And then same thing on Monday for the Saginaw Club. I know a few of you check, or basically everybody here checks into that as well. So we will have a net on Monday night for on Labor Day. So have a good week, everyone. Stay safe.
Well, I don't think it would be right if you didn't have all three Peters. Next we'll go to N8ERL. Dave, go ahead and pick it up with KEATCQ on standby. 73 Ralph and KCABUA.
Yep, pretty much done with everything that I could think of. I'm kind of busy trying to work a couple places on FT8 that I've... A couple entities that have not worked yet, so I think I might have hit one as we speak. We'll see how it works out. I do want to kind of brag up 17 meters. I know it's not a contest band, but it has a lot of activity. It's, it seems like it's drawing all the time. And that's it. Everybody have a good week. 73, NADRL.
Well, thank you, Dave, and you have a wonderful week as well. Next we go to KEATCQ. Dave, go ahead and pick it up with NAKPR on standby. KCVOA.
KC8VOA in the group. Yeah, it's been a little on the warm side, but I can tell you that the John Deere is relaxing because we only have been cutting about once every 4 to 5 days, and it's pretty dry. So that's a good thing. And just hope that everybody has a good week. Have a safe weekend. Enjoy the weekend off. And KE8PCQ, 73, everybody, back to net.
Well, thank you there, Dave. And next we'll go to Bob in AKPR. Go ahead and pick it up with Minnie on standby. KCBUA.
Yeah, good evening again, Rick. Not much else going on here. I got a go out to my garden and see what kind of damage has been done out there with the insects, animals, whatnot. Just, you can't really have a garden and be gone as much as I am next year. I may not even have one next year, but we'll see what happens. But I'm sure there's a lot of tomatoes to get picked. I'm sure there's a lot of them. My wife likes to make salsa. And we got a big party in the campground coming up this coming weekend, so a lot of people getting together, kind of a potluck type thing, and having a seafood boil and all kinds of sides and whatnot. And so we have some, I think the wife says she's going to make some salsa for snacking. So it'll be fun. Just hope the weather's good. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Rick. 73s, everybody. Have a great night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob, and when I last looked at the weather, I don't think we had a possibility of some rain rolling in coming around Friday and maybe hanging around for a little bit, as well as a low coming in from the north, bringing some cooler air in. Next, we'll go to KDA-PAZ. Minnie, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do a standby. KCBOA. Well, good evening there again, Rick. This is KDA-PAZ. Wednesday, I meet my family for breakfast, and then in the afternoon, I meet the girls that I have
graduated with for lunch, so other than that, not much else. Friday breakfast with some friends of mine, but other than that, not much else going on. So my tomatoes and cucumbers are all done, so I gotta pull them out and throw them in the garbage. So other than that, got the lawn mowed today, so it'll probably be another 3 weeks before it gets mowed again. This is KD8DAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you there, Minnie. Yeah, I know what you're talking about as far as the garden goes. My tomatoes, I planted them, they're going to be coming on a little bit later, probably closer towards the end of next month. And the reason I did that was for canning purposes, so it's not quite so warm. And as far as the cucumbers and the squash and stuff like that goes, I'm battling powdery mildew right now, and that is taking a toll on things. And I know every year I need to get out there and I need to spray it, and all you have to do is do a little bit of soap and some baking soda and mix that up and spray it, and it will help prevent that from happening, but I didn't get on it, they got too busy, and that's the way it goes, I guess. So hopefully next year I can do a better job at it, but hopefully I can stay on it the rest of the year and try to salvage what I have. This is KCABOA. Do I have any additional check-ins for the Sunday Mid Michigan Net? Please call now, KCABOA.
Oh, Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey Dave, Saginaw County.
Well, Dave, you are up. We are under 73 round. Go ahead and pick it up.
Okay, thank you very much. I just figured we'd jump in here. We've been monitoring the whole time, so this I've been here eating. I made some lasagna. This is funny. We got a new freezer and made some lasagna here in 2022 and froze it in the other freezer. And we found it, so today we got it out and it was already cooked, so all we had to do was warm it up and that, and we're having that, and that's great. That's good. But anyway, one thing that I'd like to bring up, and you know, I guess this is pretty funny thing, was Dwayne, one of the things that I remember him for is a little video he made a few years back, and I'm sure that Davey or Al will remember it, Wires. And I think I got a copy of that. We'll have to dig that out if I got a copy. We'll have to dig that out and sometimes have that played at the club meeting. That was hilarious. Anyway, that's all I got. 7-3. Thanks for doing this there, Rick. Catch everyone down the law. KCZOA-WATW.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Yes, we'll have to remember Dwayne in club meeting. And that's coming up a week from Friday, correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Very good. Are there any other stations wishing to check in to the Sunday Mid Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8DOA.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay. Any closing comments or rechecks for the net, please call now.
KC8YVF, recheck.
YVF, go ahead.
Well, Rick, I'm like you. My tomatoes and things are just coming. My cucumbers are done. Zucchini's never really done much. I actually coming now, finally. There's all sorts of blossoms on them, so hopefully we get something off of those. Green beans are done. The cucumbers are done. But the later fall kind of crops are just starting to take off, and I brought in yesterday probably a dozen tomatoes that were the, you know, baseball-type size. Beautiful tomatoes, so they're just now coming. So that's a good point. It was nice. That's what we had for dinner tonight was bacon, lettuce, tomatoes with a couple of those big tomatoes. So very, very good. I've been waiting for those to come in. We've had a few smaller ones come in, and we had a cedar plant that we got a few off from earlier in the season, but waiting for the good ones to come in. So 73, everyone, back to that KCYVF.
Okay, thank you there, Ron. Any other closing comments or rechecks to the net, please call now, KCVOA. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid Michigan Net would like to thank all those participating in tonight's net. This is Rick, KCAVOA. The net is now closed. Time is 7:32. And the repeater is returned back to normal amateur use. 73, KCAVOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.